Former Enron executive Michael Copper is expected to plead guilty today to criminal charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. That's according to sources knowledgeable about the case. If so, he will become the first executive from the bankrupt energy trading company to admit a criminal role in Enron's failure. As part of a plea agreement, Michael Copper will surrender $12 million in illegally obtained assets. Joining me now is NPR's Wade Goodwin. Morning, Wade.
Good morning.
You know, when it comes to the Enron scandal, we've heard of former CEO Kenneth Lay and former president and CEO Jeffrey Skilling and Andrew Fastow, the former chief financial officer. But who is Michael Copper?
Michael Copper was a top aide to Andy Fastow, Enron's former CFO. He'd been a rising star in the company's global equity division. He helped Fastow manage several of the off-balance partnerships, including one known as Chuco and another named Southampton Place, which was named for the fancy Houston neighborhood where he and Fastow lived. These partnerships were used as a kind of shell game to play hide-and-seek with company debt and essentially make up profits and transactions that didn't really exist. And these off-balance sheet partnerships were a major reason for Enron's eventual collapse. I mean, Chuco alone. When Enron was finally forced to come clean about the financial shenanigans surrounding Chuco, they had to restate more than $400 million in profits just on that one partnership.
Now, I know the financial details about these partnerships that ended up bankrupting Enron get really complicated, but what did Michael Copper do that eventually got him into this legal trouble?
Well, in the process of managing these partnerships, Fastow and Copper and others in Enron got rich. We're talking millions of dollars. They invested in these so-called special purpose entities at the same time they were managing them. And they earned unbelievable returns on their personal investments and the fees they got from these convoluted transactions. Prosecutors say that these special purpose entities were not only a means to deceive investors and analysts, but also became a way to siphon money out of the company into the hands of some of the executives.
Is Michael Copper going to cooperate with the government, and is he in a position to do so?
Well, Reuters said last night that part of this plea deal with the federal government is going to involve Copper cooperating with the Justice Department. This probably is not good news for other top executives at Enron. Copper was one of the ultimate insiders there. He was in a position to know a lot of details about these partnerships. And prosecutors have been hinting for some time that this was likely how the indictments would come down, that someone close to Fastow would be first, then other indictments of more senior company officials would follow. So, you know, we will wait and see. But this plea is likely to be a major development for the government's case against other Enron executives.
Wade, thanks very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas.